It's continuing coverage at the IGHSAU State Wrestling Tournament. The Class 1A session for today has come to a close. APGC's Grace Storyhan joins me right now. Grace, you're going to the semifinals. Again, taking care of business here today with two wins by fall. But first of all, just what does it mean to be able to, you know, continue your tournament on the front side and, you know, get a chance to still compete for a state title here coming up tomorrow?
Yeah, this is awesome. Coming into the state tournament last year, I was injured and I just wasn't myself. So being able to come into this tournament healthy this year and just dominate has been awesome.
So your two matches here today, again, 48 seconds and 39 seconds. Did you do much scouting of those opponents, or was it just coming in, just wrestling the way you know how? What were those first two matches like for you today?
Yeah, honestly, on the way here, I was like, wait, I don't even know who I'm going against first round. So I kind of had a feeling being one of the top seeds this year, it wasn't going to be too competitive of a match. But I just had to do my best. Obviously, you can't count anyone out, but I didn't exactly scout ahead of time.
And then you got a big rematch coming up tomorrow morning in the semifinals against Lily Cooper of Denver. You two have gone head-to-head a few times already. What do you know about her? What's going to take to get that win tomorrow?
Yeah, so she's a judo girl. She does great throws, so I just got to wrestle my match. The time I beat her, I really controlled the match. But the time I lost to her, I really let her control. So it's just wrestling my match to my abilities, and I know I can win if I can do that.
All right, so don't want to keep it too long. We'll certainly catch you tomorrow as well. But how about your teammate Kira Cox advancing to tomorrow as well, keeping herself alive in the tournament?
I mean, you just can't ever count Kira out. I mean, coming into regional, she was the 4 seed. She had 2 ranked girls ahead of her, and, you know, she took down, like, the number 5, number 7 or whatever. And you know, she's surprised, and other people are surprised, but I'm not surprised because I've seen all the work she's put in all season. What you don't see is that she is always grinding out at practice, and then after practice, she's going and training more on her own time. So really, the success she's seen today, and you're like, wow, she's like, this is her first full year, and she's had this much success, but she's put so much work behind that. So I think it's just really showing off the, like, hard work and being a good person pays off because, like, you really can't find a better person than Kira Cox.
You bet. That's APGC's Grace Storyhan going to the semifinals tomorrow morning. Thanks for the time, Grace, and we'll catch you tomorrow.
Thank you.